Morning, Jason.
Good morning, Fred. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. Edmundo is off this week, and it's great to be back in the chair talking about business on a Monday. I miss getting up to date on this every week, and it's great to do that. And on the cover this week, we have a story very close to home. Of course, KRWG is located at New Mexico State University, and NMSU in the news with something very exciting. It's neat when you can say this is the only place, and NMSU is the only place in the country with a specific professional doctorate in economic development. So we're the only place for it.
That's absolutely correct. And not only is the program close to home, we actually picked up the article from my former colleague, Amanda Husson, who now works here at the university. And this week we're talking about the Doctor of Economic Development program. It was launched in 2008. It's offered jointly by the Department of Economics and Applied Statistics and International Business in the College of Business and the Agricultural Economics and Agricultural Business Department. And it is the only one of its kind in the country. The degree is the only professional doctorate in economic development offered in the U.S., which I think is just fantastic for our region and our college.
Yeah, you know, and one of the things that people may not think about in terms of this, Jason, I had a chance not that long ago to talk to an international student at NMSU who was getting his bachelor's degree and telling me about this program being interesting to him because, of course, a lot of international students who might want to go back to their home country, economic development is a crucial topic in a lot of countries.
Absolutely. Not only have we been blessed here in southern New Mexico with some great economic development efforts recently, but this program specifically has awarded 15 doctoral degrees. The students are from the United States, Mexico, Jordan, Cameroon, Vietnam, and Sri Lanka. It's a fairly young program, but it has a really strong international reputation. And now that it's growing, the program's goal is to get the message in front of a diverse population of professionals locally, nationally, and worldwide so they can become catalysts for economic growth in their own communities. And they've been given an award of $35,000 from the NMSU President's Performance Fund that they're going to use to develop and distribute print and online marketing materials and get advertisements in trade journals all around the world. And as I was saying, this is especially important to us locally. A report released July 3rd by the U.S. Labor Department shows that the national unemployment rate fell to 6.1% or so in June, and that's the lowest level since September of 2008. The downside of that is that New Mexico is the only state besides New Jersey that actually saw a slight decrease in employment from May 2013 to May 2014. And I think the latest Bureau of Labor Statistics report for the period from January 2011 to November 2013 put us dead last among states in job growth, and we're at less than 1%.
Okay. So that economic development is needed.
Yeah. And, you know, we've seen some good efforts locally between MVITA, the Greater Chamber, the Hispanic Chamber, the Green Chamber, and the city have all been working together to grow our jobs. And I would like to mention that starting actually this Wednesday is the first of three job to career readiness boot camps to prepare everybody seeking jobs to go in, present themselves well, have a good resume, and get their foot in the door. And as a matter of fact, anybody that participates can actually fill out an application and get it submitted to local businesses. We're going to have about 1,000 jobs to fill in the next 12 months here in the Las Cruces area. And the first of the boot camps will be held Wednesday. If anybody wants information, they can call 527-7538.
And that's in the paper today, too?
That's in the paper today, too.
Okay, very good. Good information. Well, the business profile this week, you have a gun shop that has an interesting focus.
Yeah, you know, guns are a hot topic in this day and age. And here in New Mexico, we do love our hunting. We do choose to protect ourselves, but we're also very concerned about safety with guns, given the situations nationwide and even here in our state. It's important that people understand about gun safety. So a new shop has opened up. It's called Recoil Shooting Sports and Training, and they're going to try to fill not only the defense needs of Las Cruces residents, but also offer some training about gun safety. They're located at 825 South Solano. They opened 2 months ago, and they also sell ammunition, rifles, guns. Ruben Torres, the owner, He's certified to work on rifles and Glocks and started the business not only as a business, but to help the community become more aware of weapon safety. They're going to offer classes every other weekend on women's defense, basic weapon defense, personal protection in the home, and concealed carry. And interestingly enough, for those of us who remember the great days of paintball wars, they're going to have an airsoft range where you can go in and use airsoft guns. And it's just enough of a puff to let you know you've been hit. But it's nice for tactical training. And also the focus still remains on gun safety, proper usage, and keeping ourselves and our community safe, as well as not misusing weapons.
Okay, good information. I'll look forward to reading that in today's Las Cruces Sun News in your business section. And you have a column in the business section this week from the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. They're weighing in on not only one of the biggest business stories, but one of the biggest stories of 2014.
Absolutely. As you know, we've been sort of handing the keyboard to several of our chamber leaders and asking them to share their thoughts. And this week, Richard Aguilar, who is the president of the Las Cruces Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, raises a lot of issues about the minimum wage hike that has been under discussion here in the city and in many other cities across the nation. No one can ever actually say it's a bad thing for people to want to earn a larger paycheck. I do, you do, I know everyone does. But it does have an impact on business. And Mr. Aguilar takes on the position that a higher wage may lead to fewer jobs, and this is part of the ongoing discussion that's been happening nationwide. So it's been a topic of interest for some time. It's a nice local take on the situation and something that hopefully will drive some discussion as we go forward with this debate.
Okay, absolutely. And we'll hear a lot more discussion ahead toward November. What's new this week?
Hey, we're looking this week at Mesilla Valley DaVita Dialysis Center. They've just opened up. DaVita has just opened up their second office. It's at 2550 South Telshore. It's one of two of their clinics in Las Cruces. And as you know, Southern New Mexico as a whole, does have a problem with diabetes. And that can lead to kidney problems. And we are seeing a greater increased need for dialysis offerings. Now, right now, the Telshore office is open only from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They're still awaiting their certification from the state to accept end-stage renal disease patients. The other location is their Las Cruces Renal Center on Loman, which is open 5 to 3 Monday through Saturday. But the Telshore location is offering something I think is very interesting. They're called Kidney Smart Classes. Community members can come in, whether they have kidney problems, have family members with kidney problems. And they can get a better understanding of everything that the diet can affect, the treatments available, and also give them the tools to help embrace those who are living with kidney disease. Classes are 1 hour long, and they're offered monthly at the center on Telshore. And anybody that would like to find more information or would like to register, they're welcome to go online at kidneysmart.org and find out more. Again, with our aging population, various health conditions, it's important to get this education out there.
All right. Jason Gibbs, thank you so much for being with us for the Monday Business Watch.
My pleasure as always.